Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online once again. Today's subject we're dealing with is upside down versus traditional leadership. We're doing part four from a six-part series. And the topic today is topic number four, true unity through having no reputation. For God to establish his plan on the earth, God wants all of his ministers, pastors, ministers of the gospel, the fivefold ministry, and leaders to take the same position as his son did and become people of no reputation. Throughout the world and the body of Christ, and also in every city, you will see ministers or pastors with a mindset to be the number one or first place, that is, the number one minister, the number one pastor, have the number one church, or to be the number one ministry. This sounds good, but in reality, it's wrong. It's not correct. It is a block to God and his plans in a city and working by the Holy Spirit. Let me try to explain this a little bit more clearly. Often it is said that Jesus Christ is the number one, but in reality, everyone else is trying to be number one in their ministry or city. True unity of the body of Christ will occur when all ministers, that is, servants of God, become servants to God, become zero, of no reputation, and let God have his own way. Let me explain further here. How can Jesus Christ be number one if everyone else is trying to be number one? It is not possible. It is only as we become a zero, that is, a person of no reputation, that Jesus can truly take his place and become number one. Let me go further with this example. When we go back to simple mathematics, we say 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 3. That means Jesus plus a pastor who's doing their own things, equals 3. Therefore, Jesus is not number 1. When we go to the second formula in mathematics, 1 plus 0 plus 0 equals 1. That is, Jesus plus a pastor who are both of no reputation taking a zero position, then Jesus can be number 1. When we become a person of no reputation or a minister of no reputation and become a zero, we are given true value as we stand next to Jesus. Our worth is not trying to be number one, but our worth is becoming a zero. That doesn't mean to say we're worth nothing. It means that God can now work with us truly as he designed. Number one plus zero, that is a pastor of no reputation, that gives a value of 10. When another pastor of no reputation stands next to that zero, we have 1 plus 0 plus 0 equals 100, or 1 plus 0 plus 0 plus 0 equals 1,000. As more ministers stand beside each other of no reputation, their value grows because Christ is at the forefront taking the number one position. When Christ is at number one position, we have true value. What are the results of no reputation? Jesus takes his place as head of the church on the earth. The Holy Spirit can speak to all ministers and pastors and coordinate them to one plan, God's plan. There is no more competition and division in the body of Christ trying to have their own reputations. Every minister can be themselves as God meant them to be and created them to be. Our strengths, talents, and abilities can be united collectively to serve each other. Going back to John the Baptist as he exalts Christ in John chapter 3 verse 30, he must increase as I decrease. Quite clearly we see in this scripture and other scriptures that we are to humble ourselves, become of no reputation, that we decrease as Christ in increase in us. It's all about God's plan being fulfilled in the earth, but for that to happen, pastors and ministers must drop what they've created in themselves as a vision and look to God and his vision and become of no reputation and do the will of God. Then the Holy Spirit can speak through every pastor, every minister of the gospel, the same plan at the same time, knowing that they will do it by because they put number one, Christ first, and they become a person of no reputation.